Some legal experts say the policies for GPS, or ankle monitors, worn by juvenile offenders in California are so strict that some kids end up unintentionally violating the rules. The rules vary from county to county, but most prohibit electronically monitored teenagers from leaving home except for school or other pre-approved activity. But a new UC Berkeley School of Law study finds the complexity of rules can derail teens.
We were repeatedly seeing our clients really struggling on electronic monitoring, and then they end up back in jail.
Kate Weisbert is an attorney with the East Bay Community Law Center who represents juvenile offenders. She co-authored the study. Weisbert says some counties require a parent be home at all times, that schedules be approved weeks in advance, or that landline phones be set up in the home, which could be a challenge for poor families.
GPS also disproportionately impacts low-income families. Counties are able to charge fees to families to have their child be on an electronic monitor.
A bill making its way through the state legislature would remove those fees statewide. Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.